You are source energy that just expanded just now as a result of what you've been living. And if you don't go along with that expansion willingly, you don't feel very good. Now, we use that word willingly really, really deliberately because the expanded version of you is constantly becoming, and because law of attraction is responding to it. What do you think, using your logic? Do you understand that you have been long before you came into this body, and that you will be again? And do you sort of kind of get it, that even though you're in this physical body, that a larger part of you still exists? And when you think about law of attraction responding to that part of you and law of attraction responding to the thoughts you're thinking now, can you get it that this is a much stronger calling, a much stronger vibrational attraction, a much stronger vortex? To you, it feels like a river that is moving swiftly toward who you really are and taking you along with it, whether you really want to go or not. And do you know what negative emotion is? Negative emotion is the stream of your expansion taking you and you not going willingly. That's what negative emotion is. But, you say as you try to row against the current. But. And as you defend and justify, as you talk about what you don't want, I don't have enough money, they don't bring my breakfast, nobody loves me. As you beat those drums of resentment or those drums of not enoughness, those drums of lack. I don't have enough money, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough love, I don't have enough respect, I don't have enough. As you beat those drums, you hold yourself against this current, but you're going, you're just not going willingly. That's what negative emotion is. We want to chew together today until you reach the place where you have decided, you've come to the conclusion that you're going to stop bucking the current. We see you. It's like you take your raft down to the river and you deliberately point it upstream. And we say, why not just go with the flow? And you say, oh, that seems so easy. And we say, yes, it does. It's easy because it's natural. Oh, well, then our physical friends say, well, we're not sure that we should do the easy, natural thing. We think we should do the hard thing. And we look around us at other physical friends, and they all seem to be rowing pretty hard. So that must be the right effort. And I've heard about vigilance. I've heard about virtue. I've heard about working hard. I've heard that there is no gain without pain. I've heard all of these things. And so I'm measuring myself against all of the others that are really fighting this current. And we say, eventually, you'll stop fighting the current. On the day you croak, you will, for sure. You'll reemerge right back into that pure positive energy. But we think you should be able to go with the flow because it is the natural thing while you are still here in this physical body. We think it is time for you to let yourselves be the recipients of all that you deserve. And there is so much that you deserve that you are holding yourself apart from because you have habits of thought that are different from what you deserve. So the universe is not yielding to you based upon what you deserve, because you have the free will to offer a vibration that is not a vibrational match to what you deserve. Are you sort of getting what we mean by deserve? By deserve, we mean all that life has caused you to become. That's who you are. That's that worthy, deserving countenance that you may be very well matching, or you may be very well denying. It depends on how you feel. So, if we were standing in your shoes, we would get picky, 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 but we would not be picky about breakfast being on time, and we would not be picky about how well they've washed the car, and we would not be picky about the things that most of you are picky about. We would be picky about feeling good. We would take the control of our life back, and we would say, I am so insistent that I feel good that I will not allow myself to ponder the things that do not feel good when I ponder them. I'm just not going to look where it doesn't feel good. I'm going to let this be a thought buffet where I please myself. Just like the buffet, the food buffet. Do you ever put terrible tasting things on your plate deliberately, time after time after time? I hate that. Give me some of that. That's the most disgusting thing I ever ate. Give me more of that. That makes you want to die. Give me some of that. Or do you choose the things that are pleasing to you? And we say, we want you to move your pickiness into an arena that will really give you leverage. We want you to move your pickiness into the arena of how you feel, 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 how you feel. Sherry and Esther have been sitting every morning and breathing and basking and focusing upon well-being and feeling the life flow just sort of move into them and through them. And then as they take their walk, both of them have noticed, and Esther was saying the other day, can you smell how good this air smells? In other words, so often when something's wrong, that's when you focus to try to correct the wrongness of it. But most people don't even make a thought about wellness until they're sick. And then there's already so much clutter in the vibration that they don't usually get off to a very pure start on the thought. But what about just focusing on something for the sake of feeling good and milking it until the whole of your vibrational countenance has been enveloped in it? That's what vitality really is. Esther looked out of the window the other day. They were in Washington, D.C., and it was the morning they would begin driving. Esther's favorite morning. She loves getting back out on the road, watching all of that beautiful landscape passing by. And Jerry was outside bringing the hoses in and getting the outside ready to travel while Esther was doing the same inside. And Esther was ready, and she doesn't like to start the big engine until he's finished because it's too loud for him. And so she was watching him to see how he was progressing. And he was finished, but he was deliberately standing and basking. She saw him deliberately looking up, and she could see him stretching like the cat does. And she knew that he was just milking the moment for well-being. It was a beautiful day, and he looked upward, and Esther thought, I'm just going to let him stand there for as long as he wants to, while he benefits from whatever lovely thoughts are going around in his mind. In other words, this is what deliberate creating is. It's finding a moment in time that is pleasing and then holding yourself there as long as you can. Now, there is a leverage in that that most do not understand. You get so busy. The other day, we were visiting with a woman, and as we were delivering some of this to her, she said, I don't have time for that. And we said, you don't have time not to do that. If you will take 10 minutes to tune yourself in as you are moving through several segments of your day, you will get back hundreds of hours, hundreds and hundreds of hours in difference. The universe cooperates with you when you are tuned in. Or better said, you allow the cooperative universe to give you timely benefit. We are eager to talk with you about whatever is important to you. We're going to have a wonderful day here today. So, let's begin. What do you want? Start right here. Yes?